Joining us now here on Pushing the Odds as we head to the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline, you're going to be able to see this guy in the Ghost Ballers take on the three-headed monsters live on Facebook Watch, followed by three more games live on Fox Sports 1 on Friday. Houston, Texas, big3.com/tickets for tickets to the Toyota Center. He is Carlos Boozer. He joins us here on the program. Carlos, Matt Peralta, how are you?
Guys, how you doing? I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
I am wonderful. The Big Three, something I'm here in Las Vegas. The championship was here in Las Vegas last time. This time around, it's going to Brooklyn. Big Three is back. Why did you decide to join the second year of the Big Three?
Yeah, I mean, you know what it is? After retiring from the game, I still feel like I had a little game left in these old bones. So when Ice Cube called, I was like, I was excited because it's 3-on-3. He's given us a platform to still play the game that we love so much and have some fun. Great competition. There's some big names in it. You know, I joined this year. Nate Robinson, Baron Davis, Metal World Peace, Amari Stoudemire, and the list goes on and on. So the competition will be great this year, and it's going to be exciting.
How easy of a yes was it for you? Did you have to take a couple days to think about it, or when Ice Cube offered it, was it just, yeah, I want to play?
Yeah, it took me a little bit. You know, obviously I've turned the page and doing broadcasts and doing what you do. You know, I got a podcast with Nate Robinson called The Hold That Podcast, and then doing some other stuff and TV. So, you know, when he called, it took me a couple of times. And then when I realized that it's a great opportunity, it's going to be a lot of fun to play basketball. My kids can come out and watch, my friends, my family, my wife. It's going to be a lot of fun, so I'm looking forward to it.
How much does Ice Cube's involvement help, because Jay-Z today was just named the president of Puma Basketball. How much is it to have an entertainer like that, a big name who wants to be involved in sports? How does that help entice players to want to get involved?
No, it's just incredible to have somebody like him, like his business mind, Ice Cube being one of the best entertainers of our time, music, with movies. He's been writing scripts for a long time, and now obviously giving us this platform with the Big Three. The same thing for Jay-Z, one of the best entertainers maybe ever. And what he's been able to, the people that he's been able to touch and influence with his career, and people that he's helped being from Brooklyn, New York. So at the end of the day, both of those guys are doing great things for our community and bringing people together. And Ice Cube being able to do this for us is a lot of fun, because even when you retire from the NBA, for me, I still play with my kids all the time. I still play with my friends and my homies back in Miami. So this gives us a chance to be competitive and play for something, you know, play for a championship, get back to the fans, and really enjoy about 10 weeks of basketball. So going to be a lot of fun.
You mentioned your kids and the younger generations, where Puma Basketball is trying to go. They haven't been involved in hoops in 20 years. I'm a little older than you. I'm 41. I don't remember Puma ever being a factor at all growing up. It was always either, you know, Nike or Adidas. Reebok had a couple of good years in there as well. Do you think younger generation, the younger kids, will be receptive to putting on Pumas if the right endorser, the right guy is wearing it?
Absolutely. You know, you think about this year alone, they signed Jay-Z as their president of basketball, and then they get two of the top five players in the draft, and Ayton and Marvin Bagley III. Shout out to the Blue Devil.
There you go.
So at the end of the day, more and more guys, I think, will sign with Puma, especially if they put out a good product. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they produce with the Puma basketball brand. And, you know, Puma's been very big in the hip-hop culture forever, as I can remember, also in track and field and even in tennis. So It's very cool they're branching out into basketball, and it's even doper that they ended up bringing Jay-Z in to be their president. So he has such an artistic eye. I think whatever they bring out is going to be very successful.
Now, on your team here, Carlos, on the Big Three, you're playing with Mike Bibby. What in the world has Mike Bibby been up to? And I don't think swole is the right description for what he's been doing, but did you know he's been hitting the iron as hard as he has been?
Listen, he's been eating spinach and doing push-ups ever since he retired. He came out looking swole. Like, I just got done watching the Avengers movie a couple weeks ago, and he looked like the Hulk out there. So like I told somebody earlier, I'm going to have him post up and put that work in, and I'm going to be out there shooting threes.
Those pictures were absolutely remarkable. I mean, good for him to keep in the gym and keep after it. I just hope the jump shot's not affected, right? I mean, he had such a pretty jumper in his day.
Yeah, he straight transformed his body, man. So definitely excited to be playing with him. His jump shot, he's been one of the best jump shooters in the game for a long time. So looking forward to playing with him.
All right, so how do we get Kobe Bryant in this thing? You played with Kobe for a year in L.A.
Yeah.
How do we convince Kobe that the big three would be a great spot for him? Because I think that's the – if you get Kobe in this league, it's set forever, however long Ice Cube wants to do this thing.
Yeah, we got to make a whole push, a whole ploy, a whole campaign to get Kobe to get in the big three. Starting with you.
Would he play in it, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I think Kobe's over there winning Oscars and winning all – you know, produce some movies and stuff. I don't know if he wants to get back in the game competitively right away. He just retired. He may take a couple of years out of it, but it'd be awesome to get Kobe Bryant to play in the league.
All right, so give me your all-time big three. If you had to go through anybody who played in the NBA and in the history of the league, form your Avengers big three of all time.
Oh, I would have, easy for me, I would have MJ,
yeah.
I would have LeBron, and I would have Shaq.
So who's shooting the basketball then?
I don't know, but we win.
Yeah, you're gonna win a lot of basketball games.
I would take my big three with Michael Jordan, LeBron James, and Shaquille O'Neal against anybody's big three.
Yeah, I don't know how you stop Shaq in a three-on-three setting. That would be really ridiculous. So everyone's talking about Kawhi Leonard and LeBron James in the Lakers. You played with the Lakers. What does it mean to put on that jersey? And I know Kawhi is from there, but just how much is Hollywood and the lifestyle and the history of the Lakers, how enticing is that for NBA players who might have a chance to go there?
No, the reality is this. You know, the Lakers have been one of the best organizations in sports for as long as we can remember. They're in a year right now where they have a lot of cap space, you know, thanks to Magic Johnson and GM Rob Pelinka. There's always been an intrigue because, you know, the weather. Think about it. It's sunny outside in the wintertime in January where everybody's freezing up here in New York and in Chicago. They're out there in shorts at the beach playing volleyball. So that's very enticing. You got palm trees, sunny weather. And then it's the Laker organization. And then on top of that, you know, they're one of those friends. It's like the Yankees in baseball, the Red Sox in baseball. The Yankees, I mean, the Lakers are an organization where people want to play in L.A. Mm-hmm. So if you're able to get LeBron James to get out there, Paul George possibly, and I keep hearing about Kawhi Leonard wanting to come home and go to L.A. too, that would be an incredible super team. Mm-hmm. And they'd be fun to watch.
If it doesn't happen for Kawhi and he has to stay in San Antonio, from a player's perspective, how does it go over in the locker room if somebody's asking to be sent out and yet they have to come back and play one more year?
Well, I mean, from a basketball standpoint, you got to do what you got to do because the reality of it is he's going to be a free agent and he's going to have to go perform because he wants to get that big mega max contract. And for the Spurs perspective, you're rolling the dice a little bit. Let me say why. Because two things. One, if you trade him now, you can get good value back for him, right? You get good young players, something that you can build around in the future. If you don't trade him, then you risk losing him without getting anything in return. So the power really is in Kawhi's hand because the first thing I'm going to do if the Spurs call me to trade Kawhi Leonard, I'm going to call Kawhi Leonard and his agent and ask him if they want to sign a long-term deal. And if he says no, then why would I give up all these young pieces that I've accumulated through the draft or whatever, and I'm only renting Kawhi for a season, only to watch him leave? Then I'm left with no Kawhi Leonard, and I'm left with no young draft picks as well. So
yeah.
At the end of the day, I feel like the power is really in Kawhi Leonard's hands.
All right, Carlos, before I let you go, I've always wanted to ask you, because I loved watching you in Chicago, do you ever play the what-if game that if LeBron wasn't in Cleveland and you guys could keep Derrick Rose healthy, that you guys would have been winning championships in Chicago?
Oh, my goodness, do we? I mean, I think at the end of the day, if we had D. Rose healthy, we would have broke through at least one of those years to get to the finals. And also, if the Bulls organization didn't break us up, we felt like if we had one more chance at it, we would have broke through for a championship. So, yeah, sometimes you play the what-if game.
He is Carlos Boozer. You can go to big3.com/tickets to buy tickets. Houston's will be Friday night. First up on Facebook Watch and then three more games on Facebook, on Fox Sports 1 live this year for the Big 3. Carlos, thank you for the time. Have a great time in the Big 3 this year. Really appreciate you coming on.
No, my pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys.